Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. We start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and that's Morocco, beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo lamhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica. Selinqobe iSpain nge 3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts, okutsho ukuba ele Morocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals e-World Cup. Tukutanga nawunasi nenyaya iyafadza vanhu vakawanda ku-Africa inova nyaya ye-World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chinova icho chikwata che Africa changa cha Sara chiri chega kumakwikwi e World Cup chakunda Morocco 3-0 pa mitambo yema ye World Cup uyezve izvi zvichireva kuti Morocco yatopinda muma quarter finals e World Cup. Tichakupai nyaya iyo zvizere nguva inotevera. Now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Ingwecheni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Ingwecheni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted, compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Ingwecheni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Ziana Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Ingwecheni Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, How best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwaso lubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seInguitsheni ekobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba leNewsday kanye leNewsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwayo batereri be Studio 7 na nasi mochirongwa che Live Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikurusei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheInguitsheni kuBulawayo kuzari vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi. Zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. Lepa naure Newsday pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest and that's Mr. Wilson Box, Director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, M. Ganwini, Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear Inguitsheni hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening. Good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is concern is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a sad situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they have got nothing to do. They are always seated in groups in bridges, absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse, and eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, that Inguitsheni is now full of those patients, mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that outside, maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage may be very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from, who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of these youth are people who are unemployed, they have nothing to do because of this harsh economic environment that we find ourselves in. It's very unfortunate that much of it is said that this is happening. But at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that they have got absolutely nothing to do. They have given up, they are staying in Indiana is up for this. They are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless. Maybe if they spend their day just absorbing, doing those drugs and such and abuse, they think it's far much better and they forget about their problems. For now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota njalo bathiyane lezidakamizwa njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unja
yebo ngiyabonga ngombuzo lo kuliqinisa ukuthi ngize ngifike ngiyenze ngifikele ngombono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament day ukuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse engutsheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela okunye ngibizwele umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sebhula ingqondo ngamthwala ngemota yama phela khona le ngutsheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa iphathe kakubi njengomkhokheli olonyana nabantu ukubana ngoni abantu sebevula ingqondo nento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoida njengelizwe nxa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs njengaba le tournament yezengubhu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa because ngele kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs azange beyenze okwezidakamiswa batshone bedlala ibhora kuthengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abatengqondo abantu abarizinayo abantu okuthi nxa obanitsha into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana lama-drugs kule themba sibili kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs la bangeniswa kuswela okokwenza ngiyabonga
aha siyabonga councilor moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho tiwuye kwamuri ba boxer wilson box ndiwo director bezimbabwe civil liberties and drug network muri kunzwa ba box hanzi kuchipatara chengutsheni kubulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuharareko
ndinotenda vamoyo nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu tine vari kuatengesa toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuta saka its now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers and masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariwo kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomo yako saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuharare ed moment anosesua asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs kwozouya uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tichikurisisa isusu more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanyanyanya drug riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidp saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe
Thank you, Deva Box, and also please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusikhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 na sisakaza singapha Voice of America is Washington DC. For those are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. As said already, iqembu le Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure mekukunda Spain, ngeva ngoba Spain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelwe ke ukubona ukubana iqembu le Morocco lizadlala elaliphi iqembu phakathi kwe Croatia le Brazil no phakathi kwe Portugal rather le Switzerland zona ezizadlala ekusikhathane silandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A match that will determine which team goes to play Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele sephakathi kuma quarterfinals iCroatia iyona eza nqikilana le Brazil mhlaka 9 ngo mpalakazi Netherlands icha rakashana wo ne Argentina zwari mwechete mswa 9 December. Morocco izadlala ke leqembu elizaphuma phakathi kwe Portugal le Switzerland mhlaka 10 kuthi iNgilandi le France abanye abathi kungaba ingumdlalo esingathi yifinal ye World Cup lanxa nje kuyi quarter final iEngland izadlala le France mhlaka 10 and here at VOA we are also human beings and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited about what? Yay! We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second last time. We are going all the way up to place number one this time.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizo kere kwa muri va box. Saka sezo dambuzi kwe iriri chinzi rateke shiranyika yese. Todi seba na Zimbabwe.
Chekutanga chakimu kwa mtuwa kuita kutarisa mitemu edu inoongoro ranyaya dima drugs. Mitemu edu ili kushanda ere kana kutaisi kushanda. Nekutu ngeyache mitemu pa ya kaiswa. Tani makore akawandisa ende nguwa yoyota sata ani madrugs arikuwa nikwa pane ine nguwa uye zve vanhu vedu vawanda tine internet tine a lot of things zvatava nazvo munyika medu saka zviri zvinidi yekuti paitwe yatinotiwo drug policy reform especially the dangerous drugs act chapter 15 the criminal code, chapter 9, 23, sections 156 to 159. I think Dambudzikorema drugs zvinofanira kuonekwa as a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Kana takati Dambudzikorema drugs is a criminal issue, zvinoreva kuti izvo nyaya dzemadrugs dzaramba dzichienderera mberi nekuti vaya vanenge vachitya kusungwa vanenge vachienda kunovanda vachiita zvivande vande nemapurisa nevanosunga nevanotengesa madrugs ake. Saka vicious circle icharamba iripo. Saka isisunga kuti mutemo wedu uongororwe zvekare kuti ubatsire vana ava kunge kuine harm reduction services, toita mapublic rehab centers achivakwa. So that munhu akanzi aita dambudziko remadrugs haatyi kubuda pachena kuti akomana ndisa kubatsirwa. Pari zvino munhu anotya kubuda nekuti anoziva kuti mutemo unomusunga. Tinogona zvive zvekare kuti tiite kuti kuri kudzidziswa ana chiremba vedu, manesi, madoctors kunge kuine acurriculum inobata specifically nyaya yemadrugs kuti munhu anoziva madrugs anobatwa sei. Nekuti paresearch yatakaita isusu zvakabuda izvo kuti izvo ana mukoti wedu ava vanounyazodzidziswa kuti vangabatsirane sei nevanhu vachishandisa madrugs. Vamwe vacho vanoshandisa yatiitiwo pachirungu stigma nediscrimination. Munhu akasvika achirwara zvezvenyaya dzemadrugs anonzi ichigunduunga chiende ukoko chimbonogara uko. Vanhu vanoshandisa madrugs kazhinji kacho vari very sensitive ende havadzoki kuzotsvaga rubatsiro. Saka ndee zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuti tinge tichiita kuti dambudziko remadrugs ipere. Madhodha vedu akabouka ayo ngaagadzirire zvakanaka kuti vaya vanoita zvetrafficking vange vavasingaite zvinhu zvakadaro. Uyezve mapurisa edu pane zvavanofanira kudzidziswa nzira itsva dzekuti vangabate sei vakomana vanoita basa rekuita zve ratine tiriwo trafficking dzemadrugs like. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuita. Uyezve maawareness campaigns macommunities atinogara. Nyaya yemadrugs hariri dambudziko ramisi box chete, raadambudziko remunhu wese. Saka ngatibatsiranei kuti tiedze kupedza dambudziko remadrugs muzimbabwe.
Aha, tinotenda vabox. Councillor Moyo, ngipenduke kuwe. Kwenziweni? Yebo, kule mzamo oyenzayo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo eziyenzayo, uhulumende ule mzamo yakhe, kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Okay, uyabonga. Okwenzakala yikho lokho okubalisileyo ukubana indaba zonke zihlangane. Ama-awareness lawa isaku-tip of the iceberg. Kase emphakathekileyo kuqalisa kugazi ekulungiseni imithetho ngoba abantu ababanye abathengisa amadrugs bayabanjwa sibili kodwa akula zijeziso ezemplana ezokuthi beyesabe ukuthengisa amadrugs. Njalo abanye ngabantu abathengisa ezigabeni bake ngihamba khona njengokhansela siyatshela ukuthi ikhansela kula bantu abathengisa amadrugs kodwa ngabaripota bayaboshwa namhlanje kusasa bevuke sebephumile. So ngezinye izinto zokuthi nebhizi ngathi asihlangananga njengesizwe ukumisa amadrugs lawa ngoba ukulela imisele sizaneni imizamo kodwa kwezinye indawo singancedisa kumzamo leyo ngoba khathesi singathi ngesilungu isilungu close-source yama-drugs. Ama-drugs lawa abuliswa kwawo ijuphesingokipati ngoba akusela ukuthi azathengiswa evela ngaphi. Okuqakathekile kakhulu ukubana igavumenti ehamba phambili ekulungiseni imithetho yokuthi abantu ababathengisa ama-drugs bebanjwe bejeziswe. Kuzayenza ukuthi abanye bengasakhoni ukungena ekuthengiseni ama-drugs sebeyesaba ukuthi bawungabanjwa yahamba esingathi uyazigqetshela ubhodo. Kathesi njengengitshile ukuthi nxa imithetho yethu ilula nokuthiwe ezikhulwini lade sikhuluma kathesi imithetho leyi yenza ukuthi abantu ingesabi kube ngingabanqoza nje elizweni kube ngizenzela hlanikando. wako ama ayenyesi siyazama sibili kodwa hayi asenze imoyo unganyeza ukuvala isosi asi amaparlamentari wethu kumele craft umthetho ukuthi alaba abathengisa ama-drugs kube esibhezi sesinzima njalo ngokuregulata utshwala okungena elizweni sabe kuyenikalisa ama-cocaine lawa adela abanisa adura izaranisa enze ukuthi ama-youth lawa adele ngotheni vele awa-afodi ukuthenga ucocaine kodwa utshwala lokungena elizweni abusaregulata sekungena lokho okuthiwa yintengo womperiro yo ayenza kugcwale kumphakathi ngazi engutheni ekwangenti meyiregulate ukuthi kule tshwala okungavumelayo elizweni ngokutshwala kwakhona yathola ukuthi kuthiwaidola for two and nxa engathathi imbodlela eyi-one yona nane-50 cent umthola umuntu sehawulisa esemunga abanye bathimbe yabe sengani ikhoso engani abanye bacele sesifikile amabala lazo ngosekuthi ngumuntu uyake ngasakwazi akwenzayo ukuthi ngosekuthi into laya iyahamba thilini iyenze i-much damage yami emzimbeni yamayouthi emzimbeni lo okunathayo
siyabonga kansela ngokubamba umlomo khonapho kahle sithatha umlaleli utalenti Mukutsha tinemtereri va talenti Mukutsha makati henyu va Mukutsha muri utinzwa here that's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up, and Zokere Wamuri va box, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one is a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do treat our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that you know, psychosocial support services, whereby we're trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, we will find out that the issues of criminality will actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issues to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, you know, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which is in them.
You thank you, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.